Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe, and I really do appreciate you guys listening. This podcast, every week, what we do is we explore the pros and the cons of being a supernatural creature in our modern world. I'll go over all the different types of details to kind of let you know whether or not it would be an actual good choice to be or not to be such a supernatural being. This week's podcast, what we're going to explore is the Titan ability from Attack on Titan, one of my favorite, actually, Japanese animated cartoons. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to some of the brief history of the show, go over to some of the descriptions of the actual Titan ability. Then we're going to talk about the pros and the cons of being a Titan inside our modern world. And finally, I'm going to give you my overall assessment, whether or not if you were ever given a choice of being a Titan in our modern world, if you should go ahead and take that choice. So let's get right into it, okay? Starting off first with a brief history of the show. So it's really fascinating. It's just a great show, and it just exploded inside the U.S. market when it was introduced as an anime is what it was. So, but the actual Attack on Titan is the name of the TV show, but it started out as a manga is what it did. The manga series got started in September 2009, and then it was later converted over into an anime series is what it was. The final season's out right now, and they release a new episode once a week, and it's on Crunchyroll. You can watch it here in America. It is a cartoon, but definitely it is something that's geared towards adults. There's death, there's blood, there's betrayal, there's the overall carnage of war. And there's some really gripping scenes inside of it. So definitely check it out. Definitely is not something for kids, though, by all means on there. Just like most of the manga that they're making today, they make so much stuff that's for adults, and it's really cool and really exciting is what it is. So this is actually one of my favorite shows. Whenever they come out new episodes, I'm super excited and I'm super pumped about it, and I watch it as soon as I can on there. Now, the show itself, what it does is that it follows a group of kids that live inside the city. The city is surrounded by three walls. It's and each of the walls are 50 meters high. That's about 164 feet is what it is. Spoiler alert, there is going to be a little bit of math because there's a lot of the, in Japan, they use the metric system. So when they're describing things, it's going to be like 50 meters, 10 meters and stuff like that. I do got conversions over for all our everybody in America, so we understand about what the feet are. But there's going to be a little bit of math, so that's a little bit just kind of get yourself geared for. But anyway, when you're looking at the city itself that these kids live inside, there's a series of three walls that surround the city. And it's kind of like almost like a bullseye where you have the small circle surrounded by a larger circle surrounded by a much larger circle. Each of the walls, though, they are 50 meters high, which is about 164 feet is what it is. So it's pretty tall if you think about an average person being somewhere between 5 feet to 6 feet tall. That's a really large wall. And inside these cities, it's a huge expansion where within the city they have farmland, they have cattle, they got water. So imagine, I use the term city, but it's almost closest thing I can think of is like the city of Houston, where it's just this huge, gigantic city. But in Houston, they have freeways that surround the actual city, and it's kind of like a bullseye. It's kind of similar, if you're thinking of a city, just kind of think of that concept, where it's just a giant, massive city is what it is, with these walls that surround it. And inside each of the walls, you have different parts of the actual city till you get to the very middle. And that's where the elites are. That's where a lot of the military are. They're all inside this part. Now, overall, with this city, this is really the last of humanity. What the kids are told from a very young age is that there's no other people in the entire world. The entire world has been overrun by Titans is what they are led to believe. So all of them, humanity, lives inside the city. But outside the city walls, there are the Titans. And they are these giant, mindless, humanoids. They look like people, but they're a little bit deformed is what they look like. And they're actually really large. Some of them are somewhere between 3 meters, are some of the small ones. The larger ones are 15 meters. So again, looking at feet, you're talking about somewhere these titans, they can be anywhere from about 10 feet or 50 feet tall. So they're almost as tall as the wall, the very largest of the titans, the mindless titans. But obviously, like I said before, they got the wall that surrounds the city so that these folks, they cannot get in, these titans, they can't get inside. The titans are mindless. They're deformed, kind of people with a little bit odd shape. That's what they are. Some have very large heads. Some have protruding bodies. They're all completely naked. So they run around naked, is what they are. And they really don't have any ways to communicate. They don't have any thoughts. The only thoughts in their head is to find and kill humans. That's the only thoughts that they have in their head. So they're constantly on the hunt for humans, and they're just trying to find them, and they just eat them up is what they do. Now, with these titans, they're actually, some can run really fast. There's some that can run kind of slow. But obviously because of their size and how big they are, it puts any person, regular person, at a disadvantage. The other thing that's with these titans is that, they can regenerate their flesh really fast, so that if you cut off their arm, you cut off their leg, or you shoot them in the eye with an object, it will grow back for them really fast. And they will continue their pursuit as far as trying to kill and eat a human is what they'll do. So it's a bit of a problem trying to manage them. Luckily for the folks that live inside this city, the walls, like I mentioned, are really tall. Most of the titans are not that tall as far as with being able to get up to that wall. Most of the titans are only about 10 to 50 feet, while the wall is 164 feet. So it's like three times the size of one of the tallest titans. And so all the people, they live inside this area, they converse, they marry, they have their own lives, and things are relatively peaceful inside the city. When you go outside the city walls, which they occasionally do, that's when they run into all kind of problems trying to deal with these titans. And there are just hundreds and hundreds of titans just all laying across the landscape outside the city. And they roam around just looking for people, trying to find them and eat them is what they do. The only way that you can kill a mindless titan is by cutting off the base of their neck is what you have to do. So the back of the neck, there's the spinal cord. You have to cut that is what you have to do. That is the only way they kill the titan. That's the only way that they don't regrow. All other ways, including shoot them in the head, shoot them in the eye, blown off their limbs, they will regrow that body part and they will continue to eat is what they are. Fun fact, as far as with the mindless titans, I think the most interesting one I saw was a baby titan. It was an actual baby that was the giant size, similarly deformed, and going out and trying to eat people and kill people. Just the weirdest one I can remember on there. But as far as with these with the people, they're relatively safe because they have this giant wall that's around their city. And one day when while these kids are there and they're playing, they're going out throughout the day, they hear a loud explosion right outside the wall. And all of a sudden, they see this this new titan that they've never seen before show up. And it's called a colossal titan. And while the city walls are 50 meters high, this colossal titan is 60 meters tall. So it is giant. It is huge. It is bigger than that actual wall. Again, converting over into feet, the wall is 164 feet. The titan is 200 feet as high as it is. So it puts its head up above where it can look over, and it looks over where everybody else is, all the people inside. And they're in shock of seeing this giant titan that they've never seen before that's bigger than a wall. The giant titan takes back one of his legs and takes a hit into the wall, and kicks a big hole into the wall. And this big hole from that where it hit the wall, there's all kind of debris. There's houses that get exploded. There's all kind of people that die just in that initial kick that the Titan did. But obviously, with the wall open, that allows for all the smaller Titans to flow through. And that's exactly what happens. They flow through that area, and they start ravaging people. They start breaking into their houses, killing them, eating them, from all that kind of stuff is what happens. So it's a really just this horror of a scene is what it is. And again, like I mentioned, this really isn't a a lot of Japanese animated cartoons is not designed for kids, because people are getting eaten, they're getting, you know, families are lost. The Titans, they really don't care, and it's just a mad rush for the people to escape away from the actual Titans is what it is on there. And from that is the story that evolves, and throughout the for the next I think it's now 5 or 6 seasons. And it's just basically shows these people, their lives, and how the things change. And there's all kind of mysteries, there's all kind of twists and turns, and it's a really incredible show. So definitely, if you have not checked it out, be sure to check out this show. It is amazing, it is fun, and it is a great show. Now, moving on to description. So when talking about the Titans, like I mentioned, there's the Mindless Titans. When we talk about the Titan ability, and that's where someone's, you know, like I mentioned, they're about, they can be anywhere from 3 to 15 meters tall or 10 to 50 feet tall, and they're completely mindless. They're just going out and just trying to eat people is what they're trying to do. The way that a person becomes a mindless Titan is that they can get injected with this serum, and the serum changes their body into a Titan is what happened. And that's something that no one would want to do. So we're not talking about that Titan ability from that standpoint. No one would choose to actually be that type of Titan where they're just mindless walking around and they're trying to eat people at random. But there's a second type of Titan. And that's the one that I think is really fascinating. When you think about being a Titan in the modern world, and this is what they call a Titan shifter. And this is where someone has the ability to shift from being human to being a Titan. Now, while they're a Titan, they can still have their mind under control, and they can still function. They can fight. They can interact with people. They can. I don't think they really have the ability to speak, but you can still function. You can operate. You're still yourself is what it is. That's the ability I think is really interesting and really fascinating, and especially when you talk about in our modern world, being an actual Titan and what that would mean on there. Now, the way that you become that actual mindless Titan, the actual Titan shifter is what they call it, is first you have to become a mindless Titan. So you first got to inject it with that serum. You become a mindless Titan. You're roaming around just, you know, trying to eat folks. And then you have to eat an actual Titan shifter while they're a human. So you can become a mindless Titan. You eat an actual Titan shifter before they've shifted over into the giant Titan, of course, when they're a human. And then by ingesting them, you inherit that ability so that you come from a mindless Titan into an actual Titan shifter. And that's really cool and really fascinating from that standpoint. Because as a Titan shifter, you're going to have all these really, there's 9 total Titan shifters, and the abilities are really cool and the abilities are really unique. You know, so going over the 9 different Titan shifters, because there's 9 types is what there are on there. So there's the first one is a Colossal Titan. And that's the one I talked about before, that just this giant Titan that's 60 meters tall is how much it is, and is huge, and is just this devastating Titan. The cool thing is that when you shift over from being a regular person into this Titan, it makes an actual atomic explosion is what it does. And the person who's a Titan shifter, they can control how much energy is released with that actual explosion. So if they want, they can say, okay, just a small amount of energy. Or if they want, they can make it have almost like a a nuclear blast, and which is really fascinating. Now, the other cool part about the Colossal Titan is that it emits a lot of heat and steam off his body, so that if anything tries to get close to him, anybody tries to go after him, then he's just releasing all this steam out that he can control at least more or less as he needs to in order to protect himself, which I think is just really fascinating, that ability. So and during the show, he would just pick up objects and just throw all these objects. And because he was so large and so big, and because of all that steam and heat that he was releasing, when he threw the object, they would get heated up and it would be a major explosion wherever they fell. It was it just really fascinating, the actual Colossal Titan and just how much devastation and destruction that it can cause. And it's personally, it's one of my favorite Titans. Whenever that thing comes on the screen, I'm super excited and I'm super happy to see it. It is so cool. And that transformation, at one point, the Colossal Titan is over by the water and they got all these enemy ships there, and they're just all by himself, and he converts over into the actual Colossal Titan, causes this nuclear blast of an explosion and destroys all these boats is what happens on there. So it's a really just a cool ability from that standpoint. And I should mention also with the Titans, the Titan Shifters, one of the key things is that just like the regular Titans, the Mindless Titans, they have that ability to regenerate. So if they get hurt, then they can heal themselves is what they can do. And that goes not just when they're a Titan, but also when they're a regular person. So even if they're a regular person, they get their limb blown off, they get their legs cut off, they are very easy to, they can heal themselves and they can keep fighting is what they can do. The only way you can kill them again is with cutting them at the base of their neck. So separating their skull from their spinal cord at the neck. That's the only way that you can kill them. That's it. Now, the other Titan, the second one, which I think is cool, is the Founding Titan is what they call it. And that Titan has the ability to create more Titans. It can also wipe the memories away from people. And it can control other Titans. And it can alter the bodies of other Titans. So it's one of those things where it almost like it's the one that can create and multiply and just really manipulate and control the different Titans. One of the cool things that it did, one of the Founding Titans, was that it took the actual Titans, the Mindless Titans, and made them all larger, and they formed the wall all around the city. So the wall around the city is made up of giant Titans that the Founding Titan was able to control and manipulate is what they were able to do. So again, in our modern world, that's a really cool ability. I know there was a huge election and there was all this talk before both this year and last year about building a wall. But with that Founding Titan ability, you could easily build any walls that you want and it'd be done and over with in a matter of days. Not that much political debate that would go on there. But I digress on there. So looking at some of the other Titans, another one cool is the Attack Titan. And with that ability, it's a little bit complex because they haven't revealed all the different parts to it. I did read about the Attack Titan online about that. The Attack Titan, one of its abilities is that it can see the past and the future, is what it can do as far as it gains the memories from the people that had the Attack Titan in the past and the future. It gains those memories is what it does. Also, the Attack Titan, it can have this ability where it can make parts of his body harder. So if it wants to, it can make its hands hard, almost like this diamond-like structure that's super hard and can punch through things. And it's one of those things where they haven't talked about it in the show yet, but one of the guiding things behind the Attack Titan is that it is a fighter for freedom and is guided by that. It always wants people to be free and it wants people to be safe. And it's something that's unique and ingrained inside the Titan. It does do a lot of fighting. It's really good at that. It's quick and it's agile. Like I mentioned before, it can take parts of his body and make it harder. And it's a cool fighting ability, is what it is. The fourth Titan is the female Titan, and that one, it's got two unique powers where it can make part of its skin as hard as a diamond, and it can punch things and it can fight that way. Also, the female Titan, it can summon other Titans, so that if it wants to, it lets out a scream, and all the mindless Titans, they will run towards it, is what they would do. What was really cool in the TV show was that at one point the person was being attacked, she needed help. So what she did was she used the Titan Scream to call all the different mindless Titans to get to the body, to the female Titan. She had the actual mindless Titans go and eat the body, and she was able to escape, is what she was able to do. So it's really fascinating, that part, as far as with the female Titan and all the different things that they do with it. And it's called the female Titan because it's the, of all the Titans, it's the only one that looks like a female. All the others, they're going to look like a male. It's just the female Titan is the only one that looks like a female. The fifth Titan is the armored Titan. That's another one that I think is really fascinating, really cool, that it can make this armor all around his body and allow it to bust through walls, allow it to take heavy fires, what it allows it to do. And I think that is it's a cool, unique ability with the Titan ones. There's also the sixth Titan is the Beast Titan, and that one can take on different, what they say, what I've read about is that it takes part of his ability. It looks kind of almost like an animal. And what we've seen so far is that it looks similar to a gorilla, is what it does. And with the Beast Titan, it does have this awesome ability where it can throw things really well, really well. It can pick up some rocks and just throw them like almost like the Randy Johnson of Titans, where he can just throw like a rock or something and then go through objects. He's blown up boats and cities. He's done all kind of devastation and harm with his ability, is what's happened. The number seven Titan is the Jaw Titan. And this one's, I don't really like that much. This is one I think is kind of lame, and I don't think it's cool at all. It's basically a smaller Titan compared to some of the other Titan shifters. And all it does is that it has these claws and these teeth that it has the ability to make it really hard. And it can run around and it can really claw and it can hurt things really bad, is what it can do. So I don't think that one's that fascinating. It's smaller than some of the other Titans, but the claws and the teeth, they can really cut through anything and break anything, is what they have the ability to. So I just don't think that one's that interesting. Along with the other Titan, number eight is the Cart Titan. The Cart Titan is a smaller Titan again, and it walks around on all four legs, is what it does. And it usually, what people will do is they'll put something on his back. They'll put guns is what they'll do. They'll put like almost like a tank guns on the back, and that thing can walk around and go into battle. It's really fast, so it can move faster than the other Titans. And the person that is the Cart Titan, they're able to stay in that form longer period of time than a regular Titan shifter. They can be in that form for quite a bit of time. But I just kind of look at it as like lame. I'm not that excited about that one. That Cart Titan, that'd be horrible. Number nine is the ninth and the final one is the one that we finally got to see this season, which was the Warhammer Titan. And that one Titan ability was really fascinating. And it basically has the ability to make armored objects, is what it can do with its own flesh. So at certain parts, it was able to make a hammer. It can make spikes appear. It can make all these different parts and pieces appear out of his flesh. And I think it's a really awesome ability, is what it is. But again, like I mentioned before, my favorite by far is the Colossal Titan. That one is just so awesome. I love that when he transforms, when he does all the cool things. That to me is really cool. You know, a couple other things, like just like I mentioned before, that the Titan abilities, they can regenerate. So if they're missing an arm, they can miss a leg, they can always grow those things back is what they can do. And it's one of those things. The only drawback to being a Titan is that once you get the Titan Shifter ability, you only have 13 years of your life left. After 13 years, you will be dead is what will happen. So it greatly shortens the lifespan of a human is what it does. So you get that, you know, go from Mind Titan to a Titan Shifter, and then boom, 13 years, you're dead and your ability is gone. So what usually happens is before that 13 years is up, you'll have where one person will give the ability to be a Titan Shifter to another one. So it's almost like that movie King Kong, where they get the woman and they have her, you know, strapped with her arms and legs tied, and then they allow King Kong to come and pick her up and take her away. It's a similar thing as far as, like, you know, once you get close to that 13-year mark, then what will happen is that you will, you know, allow that the person that has the Titan Shifter ability, they either sit there or they get restrained and let the person take the serum, become a Mindless Titan. Then a Mindless Titan comes and eat that person with the Titan Shifter ability, and bam, now you have an actual new Titan Shifter is what you have. And that person's going to be around for 13 years and do everything they will do is what will happen. But going next to some of the cool points. So when we're looking at kind of shifting over to our modern world, what would be some of the cool parts about being a Titan Shifter? Well, the first thing is going to be that really you're kind of almost like a god is what you are. That you could set yourself up as a real god, open up a church, have worshipers, and with this ability, just so impressive and just so awesome, you can really set yourself up is what you can do. And plus, you know, when I talked about before about that, how it goes from one Titan Shifter to another, from that part on there, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be people that would want to be a Titan Shifter. So they would be in line with trying to work hard inside your church, trying to get money and get things going in order for them to get that ability to be a Titan Shifter. And it can always be something like, hey, you know, who's my most loyal and faithful follower? I'm going to pass on my ability in about, you know, 12 to 13 years onto them. So I think the first cool point is that, you know, you can set yourself up really well and have a great 13-year run with developing churches and worshipers and all that kind of crazy stuff is what you can do if that's something that you want to do. The second cool point is, like I mentioned before, about that regeneration ability. That's really cool, and the ability not to have to worry about diseases or worry about getting harmed or any kind of death or anything of that sort, especially when you're looking at modern world, what's going on right now with COVID and all the other things that goes around. You don't have that to worry about anymore. That is totally taken out of your equation. So you can lead your life and do whatever you want to do and not have any type of worries at all. No more seatbelts, no more airbags. You don't have to worry about that piece at all. No more health insurance. Although with the laws the way they are now, you'd have to have it. But you can totally miss out on that piece. The third part, which I think about is cool about being a Titan Shifter inside our modern world, is really the applications of it, because there's so many different things, like I mentioned before, that you can use with that actual Titan Shifter. There's everything from going into the military and, you know, fighting for your country with that ability. It would just be massive and awesome. You could go into the wild side and just join a straight up gang and, you know, go out there or join the mafia or go into that street life and not have to worry about anything. Because again, like you get shot. All right. You grow everything back, is what you can do. So it's, And obviously, if you ever needed to take out your enemies, you have so many weapons in your disposal is what you have. There's also the possibility of being like an ultimate assassin. With that ability, as far as not being able to be hurt or killed. And even when you look at like the Colossal Titan and the way it transforms, and you look at the Armored Titan and how really very few things can stop it. It's a just an awesome ability if somebody wanted to be an assassin. But even if you wanted to go into kind of away from that part where you're actually killing somebody, you can go into that daredevil lifestyle where you can be the second incarnation of Evel Knievel. I'm talking about jumping over the fountain in Vegas, jumping over the Grand Canyon, doing all the wild and crazy stuff. You get hurt, you know, by the time you get to the hospital, you're better. I mean, you can just have so much fun and do so much risky behavior, mountain climbing, and just completely freak people out from that standpoint, and do it on purpose and get hurt on purpose, and you'll be fine because you got that Titan Shifter ability. So I just think some of those would be really the fun, cool parts of it. Unfortunately, though, there are a lot of negatives, and there would be a ton of negatives. There's a lot of negatives in the show where at one point there's some people that don't want to have that ability, or they don't want their family members to have that ability because they don't want them to have their lifestyle. And in our modern world, there would definitely be some bad parts. The first bad part is going to be really the process of becoming a Titan. It is very risky, where you have to really trust and understand these people that you're going to become a Titan with, you know, because first of all, you got to be a mindless Titan. So you're going to be just a mindless Titan where you have no ability to control yourself. It just goes around and just want to go out and just start eating people. And it's similar to what I said about the vampire, where somebody could use you and say, hey, you're going to get this mindless Titan ability, and then you're going to eat me and be a Titan Shifter. And bam, you go and you become a mindless Titan. But the person says, haha, I'm going to use you for something else. And if they have the founding Titan, they can. They can make their own little army of mindless Titans that they want to go out and do work for. Or they can go ahead and make a mindless Titan that become walls is what they could do. So you could get tripped and used as far as trying to become an actual Titan Shifter. So that's the first part, is that you got to be that mindless Titan, and you got to trust the people that you're with, and you got to follow through with that piece as far as being a mindless Titan and eating Titan Shifter. So there's a lot of trust, and that process is going to be a little bit risky. The second thing, which I think is a bad part about being a Titan Shifter in our modern world, is that short lifespan. To have only 13 years, that's it, just 13 years where you are a Titan Shifter, that is such a short amount of time. I mean, that is nothing. That is a blink of eye. Tom Brady, American football player, has played more seasons in the NFL than that. I mean, that's nothing is what that is. So to say, hey, you're going to have this ability, and then in 13 years, you're going to be dead. That's not a really cool trade-off. I mean, unless you were like 85, if you were like 90, then yeah, that would make sense then. But I just think that's such a short period of time. That's a huge trade-off, which I just can imagine, you're going to have great years, those 13 years, and do a lot of fun stuff and help a lot of people and do whatever all the things that you want. But it's too short of a period of time is the way I feel about it. Which leads on to the third thing that I think is bad about being a Titan Shifter in our modern world, is that you're not invincible, that you're not some unkillable, unstoppable machine. In the TV show, like I said before, they were able to kill Titans, Titan Shifters, by cutting them off their neck, or cutting their actual spinal cord at the neck is what they were able to do. And in some of the parts, they develop machine guns and machine cannons that can blow apart a Titan and do damage that way. So there's multiple ways in the show that they can do it. And when you look at our modern world with our modern weapons, I mean, you talk about these tanks that we have, these bunker buster bombs, these helicopters that we have and the Gatling gun that they put on it. There's the A-10 Warhawk, which is just this flying jet that it just has this amazing cannon of a it has just this amazing actual machine gun that's in the front. It's like a cannon. I mean, it shoots rounds so fast and it can go through anything. It blows up tanks easily is what it does. In addition, in our modern world, we got sleep gas, nerve gas, we got poisons. There's all kind of different devices and techniques that we have. So being a Titan shifter in our modern world, you're not going to be invincible. In fact, you're just a giant target. And there's some really smart people out there really that can figure things out. And it's almost like you just be a sitting duck and you'll be dead really quick, especially in any type of military applications. Especially now, even still, once they understand about this Titan shifter ability, they'll be able to come up with countermeasures. Even some of the poorest countries, third world countries, they're going to have weapons that can kill a Titan is what can happen on there. I mean, if push comes to shove, they just run out there with a sword is what they'll do. And get out there with their sword and get their hook and rope, and they'll just swing around on their jetpack, something like they do on a TV show, and just cut someone's neck off. And I just don't think that there's so many different ways that they can figure out how to kill you. You're not invincible. That's not going to happen, not in our modern world. Our technology is way too advanced in all the different type of weapons that we have. And the fourth thing, what I was kind of leading to before, was like there's no rest. You know, with our modern world, there's so many cameras everywhere, there's tracking software, there's face recognition software, there's voice recognition software. There's things that we don't even know about, things that are on the cutting edge as far as what they're developing. So this notion that, hey, you're going to be this Titan shifter, you're going to do all these amazing things, and you can turn into a person and you'll live this normal life, that's not going to happen. There's so many different parts and pieces, and they'll be able to figure out who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it, what this amazing ability is. So it's a bit of a conundrum as far as trying to keep a low profile and being able to live your life. That won't be able to happen, especially if you're using some type of military application. The fifth problem, I think, with being a Titan inside this modern world is that, like I talked about before, there's certain type of Titan abilities that are better than others. When you look at the cart Titan, where you're walking around on all your four of your legs and they're gonna strap this big piece of guns on your back, that jaw Titan where you just got the claws in the hands, like those are lame. Those are just some lame abilities in my opinion. I mean, you go through all this parts and pieces and you're just a cart is what you are. I mean, it's just silly. Just a cart, or you just got jaws and claws. I mean, here you are, you've given over yourself to this piece, and you got 13 years left in your life, and you're going to spend part of it as a cart. You know, just like especially if you think about like, oh man, you know, there's that cool ability of Colossal Titan when it transforms and it's this nuclear explosion. There's a Fountain Titan that can do all these things. There's a Attack Titan doing stuff for freedom. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm a cart. it's just lame, man. You know, you again, it's that part of that trust as far as understanding what kind of ability you're going to get and really understanding the person you're going to take the Titan ability from and making sure that it's the right actual ability, because, again, you could be the cart Titan and just be walking around as a cart is what you could be, or the jaw Titan, just have these jaws and just try to bite stuff. It doesn't make any sense. So I'd say you got to watch out for those certain abilities. The sixth reason is, I think, is a problem with being a Titan in our modern world, is that you're going to probably get used, if not by our government, by military, or by science, where eventually you're going to become a lab rat is what you are. And there's that part, that noble part that says, well, you know, I want to help, you know, fight diseases, and I want someone to figure out like, how am I doing this and how I can help. There is that noble part of it, but I think at the same time that there's these different powers and these different organizations, and they really would love to be able to understand more about this ability. And be it you volunteer for it or you don't, I think that there's a huge possibility that, yes, that someone's going to take you and bring you down to the lab and they're going to cut you open and see what this ability is all about. I think it's much too tempting to just let someone with disability just walk around. I think any government organization would try to take advantage of that or try to use it for a military application, like I mentioned before, about having that ability, transforming and causing havoc and chaos on your enemy of the state. So you really could be a pawn of the government, which I don't advocate for anybody. I think anybody should be a pawn for government. You can work for the government, you can do great things, and you can volunteer for the government, but not to be a pawn. And I think with this Titan Shifter ability, you would be a pawn is what would happen on there. It's just too tempting and too awesome is what it is. Overall, what I would say as far as if you were given the option, someone comes up to you in a lab and they say, hey, or they come out to you in a lab coat and they say, hey, we got this ability to be, we can turn you into a Titan Shifter. You know, first you're going to be a Mindless Titan and then you're going to be a Titan Shifter. Should you take that chance and say yes? I would say hell no. Under no circumstances should you ever be a Titan Shifter in our modern world. I think that the lifespan is way too short at 13 years. There's so much stuff that's happening today, so much more fascinating stuff and more ways that you can help people. I think at the same time that, again, with the it's so risky as far as becoming one, and the abilities are not as invincible as you would think they are. So I would pass. I do not think it's worth it to be a Titan Shifter. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I release one episode every week. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit the subscribe and leave a positive review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is mallet_joseph, which is M-A-L-L-E-T-T underscore J-O-S-E-P-H. Thank you very much for listening, and please stay weird.